Good Tuesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Koch Industries.
And I'm Jake Sherman. The death toll in Las Vegas is up to 59, and the number of wounded is up to 527, according to the AP. Hospitals are packed in Las Vegas. Here's what you need to know. The AP is reporting that the gun was outfitted with bump stocks, something that converts a semi-automatic gun to a fully automatic gun. That's how the shooter was able to get off so many shots. The New York Times has a piece on the shooter's preparation. He smashed a pair of windows in his hotel room. He had 23 firearms, according to authorities. He also had tripods in his room that could have assisted him in his shootings. The New York Times has a piece detailing the background of the shooter. He was a high-stakes gambler who made real estate investments in Texas. He has been divorced twice and does not have a criminal history.
Here are two things to look out for on Capitol Hill. First, House Republicans had been readying to pass the SHARE Act, a bill that would ease regulations on silencers and strip the ATF's ability to classify some ammunition as armor-piercing. This is a big priority for the NRA. South Carolina Republican Jeff Duncan, who sponsored the bill, said last night that he didn't think Las Vegas had changed anything related to this bill. While it doesn't stand a chance of becoming law, a Republican leadership aide told us that there were some unspecified issues with the bill. The Las Vegas shooting could also revive the discussion about high-capacity magazines. These were used in the shooting targeting Republican lawmakers in June and also in Las Vegas. Any tightening of gun restrictions in an all-Republican Washington is hard to imagine. But this is one area gun rights advocates are watching closely. One veteran operative for the gun lobby said the latest shooting could bring the debate roaring back. Speaker Paul Ryan and Republican leaders will respond to the shooting at a 10 a.m. press conference.
Annie Carney has a piece about how the Las Vegas shooting presents a new test for Trump's leadership. Usually crises in the Trump administration have been of the president's own making. This will be different as he has to figure out how to respond to a thorny political situation. Meanwhile, the NRA has gone dark after the Las Vegas massacre. Josh Meyer reports that the gun lobby is following its typical playbook before weighing in.
Burgess Everett has a look at how Maine Republican Susan Collins is agonizing over whether to ditch the Senate and run for governor. Collins told Burgess that she had planned to make up her mind by the end of September, but pushed her deadline to mid-October as she wrestled with the GOP's recent Obamacare repeal effort. And here's something to watch. Sungmin Kim and Alana Shore write that Republicans might block Trump from killing the Iran nuclear deal. The choice could land on Capitol Hill later this month. Josh Dossi and Andrea Peterson, meanwhile, report that there is a third Kushner family email account and that hundreds of White House emails were sent to it. The account was shared with Ivanka and Jared and with their personal household staff for family scheduling.
Trump will head to Puerto Rico today to be briefed on the hurricane relief efforts. He's scheduled to speak with the U.S. Virgin Island and Puerto Rican governors. In the juice, first in playbook, Paul Ryan will speak at the Radio TV Correspondents' Dinner. American Action Network Executive Director Corey Bliss continued his drumbeat on tax reform, hosting more than 40 people, including aides from the White House, Treasury, Senate, and House Republican leadership. Also in the room, more than two dozen conservative business and tax groups. Topics discussed included Hill engagement and the timeline for moving forward on tax reform. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.